Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. After a meteoric rise in three-wheeled racing in recent years, Manx brothers Ryan and Callum Crowe fulfilled a dream last year as they went on to win not one, but their first two sidecar races at the Isle of Man TT. Along with standing on the top step, the duo also joined an exclusive club, becoming only the third sidecar crew to lap the Snaefell Mountain course at 120 miles an hour. So how do you build on such a phenomenal 2024? And, more generally, what's the future like for sidecar racing? Well, to get some answers to those questions, I recently sat down with Ryan and Callum to get their thoughts.
There's always a million things you can build on. We have worked quite hard this year to develop it even further than we did last year. There's been a lot of technical changes and, yeah, just in general, there's been massive changes. All have been progress, everything's worked well, everything's worked how we want it to work, so yeah, but you know, fingers crossed everything pulls together and it's even more of a missile than it was last year.
Callum, when I spoke to you both this time last year, one thing that you both pointed out was that you felt that you were really ahead of schedule and that might have contributed to how well you did last year. Everything was falling into place much quicker, so how does that compare this year in terms of just getting everything prepared in general?
Yeah, we're ahead of schedule, so that's good. All the engines are done. Now it's just on to the aero work, finalise that, and then we're pretty much there then. We're ready to go.
And Ryan, one thing you pointed out a while back as well is that you're both targeting British Championship as well. So how are you both juggling the road commitments and British Championship commitments?
So our commitments have been the TT first. We haven't done a round of the British yet. We won't do the first round of the British. As soon as TT's out of the way, we'll be full hit, full send into the British Championship then.
And I suppose a bit off the first question, Callum, you both joined the 120 mile an hour club last year as well. It's a, you know, coveted place to be. So, but how do you go further? Because no doubt those in behind you are going to want to catch you.
Yeah, it all depends. I mean, there's been a few setbacks as well with engine-wise, they've banned the 7-speed gearboxes. Whether that affects any speeds, I'm not too sure. Yeah, I can see the other teams coming strongly this year, which might push the speeds up. But if not, if we need to be chasing the 120, then we will be. But if we don't, we're not going to try and break lap records. That's not what we come here for. We just come to race a bike and get on that top step.
Ryan, on the changes, obviously Callum's just mentioned the gearbox side of things as well. There's been a couple of changes in terms of how the order's going to be worked out. I mean, you'll still be just going out to do what you do, but are these changes, what do you make of the changes that they've made to the sidecar class generally this year?
It doesn't really faze me, to be fair. It's one of them. People say they're going to play tactics and this, that and the other, but in my eyes, you haven't got the time to be playing with tactics. You need to go out there and ride as hard as you can and learn as much as you can with the week you've got. Because, like you say, if you go out playing tactics and you're riding slower than you can do, and then it rains for the rest of the week, you haven't got the practice you need to, have you? So, and I can let you all know now that we won't be playing any tactics. It'll be straight out of the bat and as fast as we can go, as safe as we can go too, though.
And Callum, looking at the rest of the orders, a few more newcomers coming in, both drivers and passengers as well. How encouraging is it that we're still getting that stream of newcomers into sidecar racing at the TT?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure the boys will perform well. They're all high-quality riders and passengers, and you know, I'm sure there's a few more world champions that would like to come here, which I think we might see next year as well. So the grid's only getting stronger, so it's great for our sport and great for the Isle of Man TT. So fingers crossed, it keeps growing.
And Ryan, just on a more general note about sidecar racing, not just the roads, but also the circuits as well. We see every so often people wondering about, you know, what the future is for sidecar racing. We've seen certain championships or certain meetings maybe getting lower numbers at times. People wondering why that's happening. How important is it that the likes of the TT do well just to showcase sidecar racing continually, to keep the interest in there and keep the demand in there?
It's massive. You know, I think if the TT didn't run sidecars, there wouldn't be any F2 sidecars there, like, racing anymore, if you know what I mean. There might be the odd club meeting and stuff, but I know for a fact if the TT said, oh, that's it now, no more F2 sidecars at the TT, mine would be for sale and it'd be gone and I wouldn't have one again. I like the long bikes, I like racing them, but it's one of them. If somebody said to me, you can either race the TT for 2 weeks of the year or do the British Championship on a long bike all year, I'd sell all my long bikes and I'd go TT for 2 weeks of the year.
And Callum, just on that point, if someone's coming to watch the TT the first time, as quite a lot of people do, year after year, and you had to explain why someone should be watching sidecar racing, why is it entertaining, what makes it good racing, what would you say to them?
I would say to them, be ready to see some crazy monkey on the back of a sidecar outfit. And the speeds are amazing. To me, we've always been sidecar fans, and any day of the week I'd rather watch a sidecar race than a solo race, because they're just far more entertaining to watch. And I think it's incredible, really, what they can do. So.
And just finally, Ryan, outside of the TT, can we expect you at the likes of, say, the Southern this year, for example?
Yeah, we'll be at the Southern this year.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.